Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
What is the word Elon Musk impersonator? Those phrase, what does that phrase say to you? Because this Florida man, I don't even know how this happens. This guy, he pretended that he was Elon Musk so he could scam a 74-year-old woman out of more than $250,000. A Florida official said they arrested this guy. He was pretending to be, and this was just a couple days ago, he was pretending to be Elon Musk. His name is Jeffrey Arthur Moynihan. He scammed a Texas woman out of $250,000, although officials think it was probably more. He was impersonating Musk on Facebook when this woman befriended him. They exchanged messages for several months, and he told the woman to invest in his businesses, promising her a $55 million return. So all the financial records show that she transferred all this money over to his account, and him and his business called Jeff's Painting and Pressure Washing. And then the woman's husband said that beyond that, the woman's husband said she transferred $600,000 to this pretend Elon Musk. And he was finally arrested at his home. He's going to be investigated further. No, never, ever do anything like that. Never give your money to anybody like this. That's crazy. A guy pretending to be Elon Musk. I just can't. I don't even know. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Kane. This one is crazy. The bee thing?
Yeah.
A Florida man survived a killer bee attack while trimming trees. He said the pain was excruciating. He's a Brevard County guy. He was trimming trees, and when apparently thousands of these bees came in, he owns a land service, traveled across the state for his job. He was stung over 120 times. He's also allergic to it. And he was on a crane. And he, geez. So he got stung over 120 times. He's allergic to bees. He was on a crane, and he fell 30 feet to the ground when they started stinging. And he had to be hospitalized. He still has swollen welts. He was pulling out stingers from all over his body. He said the pain was excruciating. And apparently he was trimming trees and it hit the hive. And that's what happened. So, wow. That's just wild. They had to pick him up, carry him in the car. It was pretty bad. But he said the swelling's gone. He just has little red marks everywhere. And, yeah, you don't want to make the bees mad. That's a bad thing. Also, this story, let me pull this up. Former St. Pete council member was accused of hiding cameras in an air vent to watch a woman shower. 64-year-old Jeffrey Danner, not Dahmer, Danner, very, very close, was taken into custody for a one count of digital voyeurism. The woman said she was okay. So she was in the shower at his house. They'd known each other beforehand, and she was temporarily staying with him. And she said that she noticed something when she was in the shower at his residence, and there were these cameras in an air vent. One of them pointed directly towards the shower, and she took pictures of them, showed police as evidence. She showed a text conversation in which she confronted him over the cameras, and he responded to her with a text message claiming that he never connected them after realizing how stupid and perverted it was. And so he used to be on the city council, and so he was booked in jail without bond. So wait a minute. I'm not excusing anything, but it was in his house, right?
Right.
In his bathroom.
Right.
And she was staying there.
Apparently.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm not saying that he should have, but where does one draw the line? What if you have guests over and say that you have safety cameras? Like, you know, you have cameras like Ring cameras. You have cameras on your door. You have cameras like in your kitchen or cameras on your entrances and exits. Does that qualify?
No. I
don't know. I don't know, which is why I'm literally posing the question.
I think it's fair.
It's a little weird. It's in his house.
It's fair.
I could have taken one look at this guy and told you he's a pervert. Don't shower in his bathroom.
It's fair.
I could have saved you the problem.
Yeah, that's a horrible perverted thing to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's in your house or wherever it is.
It's horrible. But at the same time, I'm like, should the government tell you what you can put in your own bathroom vent?
No, they shouldn't.
See where how awkward this is? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, it's a tough thing. All right. Also, a Florida man with a suspended license stole an SUV because he needed to go talk to Donald Trump. It was a very important conversation. Sarasota man. He was totally arrested. Bail set at $20,000. Yeah, he stole the car. It's almost the price of the car that he stole, actually. The P15, that stands for 15 pews, standard capacity. And it ships with two magazines. One's the 15-round minimal pinky extension. The other's flush-fit double stack that holds 12. Now, there's two versions. There's the metal frame, and you have the wood panel textured grip. It's really gorgeous. It's walnut wood. And then you have the polymer version with the gator grip texture. Really, I mean, both are great. I have both. I love them. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear. Striker fire reliability, great trigger pull. I mean, it literally just is like the thinnest, lightest 9mm, striker fire, your concealed carry that you can get. And I mean, it's lighter and thinner than, the other stuff that I have. I have a 43X, and this just makes that look bulky. And you don't lose stopping power. You don't lose concealability. It's just great engineering and innovation from Kel-Tec. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec, the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. Learn more about the P15 by visiting KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I find that interesting, which makes me wonder about that ethics report. And I really don't care to dive into it anymore, but I just think that it had to do with keeping the ethics report from being made public. That, I don't know, I keep hearing from people that there's a lot more in there than you know, and the scope of it's pretty crazy and all that. I don't know. What I do know is that it does kind of look like he doesn't want to come out. If he's not even going to resume or take his seat that he won fair and square in an election for the 119th. So I don't know. He, because then you know why that puts him back under the purview of the House Ethics Committee. And then that report becomes germane again. And then, it can be released and they would have to discuss it. So I don't know if that would open him up for censure depending on what's in it or what's, who knows. But, his wife had said yesterday that it was the end of an era, and then he apparently made mention to the press today that he's not going to take his seat in the 119th. So it kind of seems like it's about avoiding that ethics committee report. I mean, that just looking at it on its face, because being in the House, even if he were, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day or yesterday, even if he were to take, which is never going to happen, if he was appointed to the Senate, then the Senate, that gives Thune and Schumer, who want that ethics report, that gives them justification to get it. And then it would, so either way, it would come out, so he would have to stay out of Congress for it to not be made public. And maybe that's the issue. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, it's, not like, I do find it interesting, the accusations against Pete Hegseth, which seem very new and Kavanaugh-esque. I don't think that there's any shred of truth in those. I really don't, just because of the timing. And it just follows that same old formula. The Gates thing predates this by years, so it's not as easily explained away, the Gates thing. But that said, I saw that the left was saying, can you believe that these people have sexual accusations against them and that Trump is actually considering them for these cabinet positions and all this stuff? Really? Democrats are saying that? Hey, Kane, where is the place that, name a place that Teddy Kennedy parked his car?
Near a lake.
Near a lake?
All right. In a lake?
In a lake. Was there a woman in it?
There was.
Leaving a woman to drown to death in a car?
Yeah.
Seems kind of serious, no?
Oh, it's, yeah. That's, yeah. That's serious as it gets.
Yeah. What about that time guy who was president of the United States was grabbing women and had to settle out of court with them before it came out that he had enjoyed some inappropriate romantical times under the desk?
It depends on what is, though.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on what your definition of is.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Bill Clinton. Yeah, very good point. I'm just saying. Or what about Al Gore? Y'all remember this is so gross. Remember the story about Al Gore? He was going up getting himself a massage. Al Gore was getting a massage. And he asked the masseuse if they would release his inner chakra.
Oh, God.
Woo! That's what that was. So gross. He's so nasty. So I'm just saying, I don't want to hear any of these sexual deviants speak up or make a peep. I'm not even going to get into John Edwards. I mean, that guy fleeced an elderly heiress to pay for his baby mama and then try to make his staff member take a responsibility and claim that the baby was his. You know what that did to his wife? His own marriage? That's horrible. It was really hard on the guy's marriage. It's one of the reasons why the guy actually blew the whistle on John Edwards. That was their golden boy. So I ain't going to hear it from these sexual deviants. No. I mean, Democrats literally screwed in the Senate chamber. They made a porn video in the Senate chamber. Gay porn. I'm not going to hear from you people. You did. You had a topless tranny on the White House lawn for Easter. Not going to hear it from you people. No.
And two separate cocaine discoveries.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to get into the cocaine in the White House. I mean, let's be real here, folks. I'm not going to hear from these sexual deviants. So the party that drowned a lady in a lake, the party that got some romantical times from under the executive desk after having settled with women that he was accused of sexually harassing, the party, yeah, the party that did the secretary sandwich, the party that wanted the a masseuse to release their inner chakra, the party that filmed gay porn in the Senate chamber, the party that had the topless tranny on the up for Easter on the White House lawn, y'all don't get to talk smack, especially when it's made up accusations about like nominees like Pete Hegseth. You guys sit down. Sit down. I mean, at some point, I would like settle for a regular old cat call compared to what these freaks have done. I mean, what about the dude who was stealing all the ladies' luggage and he dressed up in pleather when he wasn't rolling around in a furry pile? What about that? I mean, it makes you want some good old-fashioned catcalling after that, right? Like, golly.
Bring us back.
Yeah, take us back to when, you know, woo, you had that instead of, you know, the bald guy stealing everyone's luggage as he's, like, fetishizing himself in pleather and furries. I just can't. No, thank you. So, yeah, they don't get to pass judgment on any of that stuff. You had this, the guy who, I can't believe Adam Kinzinger is taking, I just want to make fun of him. I'm not going to lie. Let's just make fun of Adam Kinzinger. It's Audio Soundbite 9.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be like way more intense because if you think about it, again, yes, Hegseth was not charged with that. He also wasn't exonerated, as you mentioned. But the military's had an issue with sexual assault that they've been trying to address for a number of years. And now you're putting the guy that's potentially guilty of that in charge of the Pentagon. And so I think the hearings are going to be pretty brutal for him.
Are they going to be as brutal as shooting a reporter at your stupid campaign range day for the loser Senate candidate that you were pushing? Remember that guy you guys shot? How's he doing? Hey, that range that's operated by a prohibited possessor? What about that one? Yeah? I don't know. Where does Adam Kinzinger go when Trump's out of office? What happens to those people? They got to find somebody new to hate. What is he going to do? Think about it. Guys, his job security runs out when Trump leaves office in 4 years. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? He's got to hurry up and recruit someone else to hate to bits. I mean, they're not going to like him if he likes somebody. They only want him there because he's a troll. And he's a real bad one, too. Like, when you accidentally troll yourself, that's not how that works. Not supposed to work that way. I was just saying. Oh, man. So, speaking of, I'm going to just get some of this audio because we got some good stuff. We have Audio Soundbite 8, General Mark Milley, talking about the ladies in the combat. Go ahead. This is Audio Soundbite 8. Please.
Don't lecture me about women in combat. Women have been in combat, and it doesn't matter if that 7.62 hits you in the chest. No one gives a if it's a woman or a guy who pulled that trigger. You're still dead. So if you meet the standards, our military must be and always should be a standards-based, merit-based.
Yeah, don't sit here and lecture me with your gaslighting BS. Because we're not talking about merit or standard-based. We're literally talking about the ingratiation of women at all levels, including, like, on-the-ground strike teams, like hand-to-hand combat style. That's what the issue is. He was very careful with his word choices. So I do take exception to someone who decorates themselves with all these medals and gets up there and tries to do this appeal to authority by acting like you have no right to question any of this, but they do, because this is what I did, and you don't get to lecture me. But like hell we don't get to lecture you. The fact that I pay a crap ton in taxes, I get to lecture you all day long, sweet cheeks, all day long. And if you don't like it, then I suggest you go find another line of work. That's how this works here. You don't just get to like to make these edicts and then we all got to live with it. And furthermore, he was quite careful with his speech. It is really hard to expect the American people to take seriously any form of authority when that form of authority constantly lies to them, constantly misrepresents things, tries to obfuscate, completely just omits facts so that they can better suit their narrative. Hegseth was very careful in what he said. I don't care if you like him or not. That's irrelevant. If you're not open-minded enough to realize that he was talking about, yeah, I'm fine with women and women pilots, fine with this. But he's talking about what we're all talking about, the basic sense combat as we know it, right? Like the bare basic combat of what we know. That's exactly what he's talking about. And there are a lot of female veterans, many of whom are my friends. Some of them are very good friends. Some of them are in my family that feel the same way. And they totally get what Hegseth was talking about. But of course, you know, you got the DEI guy up there on the stage saying, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking, no, you don't lecture me. I'll lecture you, Lunchbox, especially when you're misrepresenting it. This is misrepresentation. And then you wonder why the American people don't trust positions of authority, why we don't trust government agencies, because you got these people in the upper echelon telling you that what you heard, you didn't hear. And here's, in fact, what he said. We all know what he said. And if you don't know, guess what? We have this amazing thing called the Internet. You can go and listen to him talk about it. He's talked about it six ways to Sunday. I don't know why he's got to keep repeating it. Well, he does, because these people keep lying about it. They keep lying about it. So they're trying to claim that he was talking about all women, not just in combat. They're trying to make it out like all women serving. And he's very specific. Words have meaning. He was very specific, and they're pretending that he wasn't.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this was like a crazy case. This is the Conor McGregor case. So apparently they found him guilty of a woman who said that she was brutally raped and battered in her Dublin hotel penthouse. She got $250,000. She was awarded by a civil court in Ireland today. She said it was a December 9th, 2018 assault. It left her heavily bruised. He shook his head. It was a jury of 8 women and 4 men. They returned the verdict after deliberating for 6 hours. And he testified that he never forced her to do anything. I mean, basically, he was saying that he just cheated on his wife, which is just horrible. But she was with him. Dee was with him in court. But yeah, they found him guilty. And he's in the civil case. And so, they're demanding that he pays up. That's according to the Associated Press. Elon Musk's Neuralink has been greenlit for its first brain chip trial outside of the United States. And it's this brain computer interface startup. It's already received approval from Health Canada to begin a recruitment for its first clinical trial in the country. And we'll see. But it's a significant milestone in the quest to develop technology that enables individuals with paralysis to control external devices using only their thoughts, which is wild. That's crazy. Also, Christmas tree shortage. 80,000 are apparently destroyed by floods, and the industry is not going to recover for about 15 years, they're assuming. It's Hurricane Helene. It tore through a North Carolina farm in September, uprooted 80,000 trees, ruined a family's legacy, and apparently other farms are suffering similar catastrophes. And they said they're going to have to strip everything back, take it down to the dirt, and start all over. They said it's millions of dollars and many years. It's just awful. And again, that's just one of many, many of these tree farms around the Appalachian region where that was really hardest hit by the hurricane and all the fallout from it. But gosh, they said that, you know, some of the trees are rotted at their cores now because of the flooding and all of that. It's just, trees are going to be expensive. A mysterious orb zooming past New York City was accidentally caught on film by a local news chopper. I'm just going to say it looks like aliens. It's right. What do you think it is?
Aliens.
Could it be a glare in the glass? Probably not. I think it's going to be the most ridiculous explanations. Usually the truthful one. I'm just saying it might be. Ellen DeGeneres has moved to Great Britain. Says she's never coming back to the United States. Wah, wah, nobody cares. And Brazil's, this is wild. Brazil's former president Bolsonaro and his aides have been indicted for an alleged 2022 coup attempt now. He was banned last year from running for office for 8 years. Did you hear about the story about this ballet dancer and a very, very vocal critic of Putin? He just happened to fall out of a building, Kane.
What? Accidentally?
Yeah. A renowned Russian ballet star, Vladimir Shikliarov.
Sounds right.
Right. He, 39 years old, he just happened to fall out of a fifth-story building in St. Petersburg.
Wow.
Hmm. He was a, Shikliarov was a vocal, yeah, that's right. Shikliarov?
Yeah.
Has to be. S-H-K-L?
Sure.
Yeah. A vocal advocate for ending the war against Ukraine since its initial invasion in 22. And I'm sure he just pirouetted right out of the window by accident, right? He just foitayed right out of the window by accident, right?
Do they not have building codes that keep like fifth story windows secure or something on the outside that would prevent like a full human body falling five stories?
Yeah. The Russian state media outlet, Novosti, reported that authorities had been investigating, you know, his death. They looked into Shikliarov's death. But the initial findings suggest it was totally accidental.
Really?
Yeah. Big critic of Putin over there. He was. Yeah. Big critic of the war in Ukraine. Big critic of all of it.
Have you, like, even on a first floor window, have you ever accidentally fallen out of a window?
No.
Like, in your life, just like by accident?
No, never. But you know what? There's an ailment that's going around with the people. It's just very coincidental, Kane. A lot of the people who have been critical of Putin, they've gone through some untimely things.
Right.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
They've gone through some untimely stuff. They've had some issues. So I don't know. You know,
I've
it just
been
seems
around.
Very. He was a top ranking dancer at the Mariinsky Theater, and 39 years old, like in a kind of a, you know, towards the end of his prime there as the dancer. When you're in ballet, you're old. If you're literally in your mid-30s, you're an old, ancient dancer at that point. I did ballet for 18 years. I'm like, it's not where you really go to make a ton of money. It's just not.
I just look back because I've been around, you know, windows my whole life.
Kane is obsessed with it. You're right, Kane.
And I'm sure you have too. Probably you can't.
I've seen a lot of windows in my day.
I think pretty much every day of my life, I'm around windows.
Yep.
I have never
fallen out of
one. In my 52 years, have fallen accidentally out of a
window. Well, like, what if, you know, this guy he was in ballet. So what if you're doing some pirouettes?
Is that English?
Moves. Yeah, you do the little turns on
the
one leg.
Hell, you're talking
your
about
your little pirouette where you put your toe behind your knee and then you turn on one foot. That's a pirouette.
I don't know about any of that stuff.
Yeah, like
I've jumped on furniture. As a kid, stuff like that. I mean, near windows.
What if you accidentally were performing a series of ballet movements and you just
that sounds like those are coordinated movements that seem pretty controlled. I was a kid throwing myself onto furniture and off of furniture all the time near
windows. I bet you fell out of windows constantly.
Never did it.
You didn't.
Not once.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting how that is. Is the maybe the windows are different over there. Are they in the floor? It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I don't know. So apparently they said that Shikliarov went out to the balcony to get some air before he lost his balance. I guess it was a little it sounds like a fire escape, one would maybe call that. I don't know. But interesting how that happens, right? Very.
The ballet dancer lost what?
Balance. He lost his balance out there. Yeah. The ballet dancer. A star.
I mean,
dancer.
Of all the people to have balance in the world.
You would think.
It would be ballet.
The
dancers.
Ballet, yeah. You would think so.
But he lost. He lost balance.
This is Russia. Hmm. You know, I think that maybe it's off the axis a little bit over there. I don't know. Well, maybe it contributed to it. I'm sure there's a completely reasonable explanation, right?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.